declining.
Oh, yeah.
在西方，基督教一直在衰退。
So one explanation is that many people are abandoning many of the more theological liberal churches.
So 有一个解释就是说，有好多人在放弃这些比较自由化的教会。
These theological liberal churches are the ones that embrace the ethics and the experience of Christianity, but reject many of its historical events.And the teachings of his Christianity.
所以这些在神学上比较自由化的教会，就是那些他们在教导基督教的伦理但是呢，他们就却不承认就是圣经上所记载的那些发生的事件。
So they like the Sermon on the Mount. They like the music, the worship music, and the religious experience.
比如说他们喜欢那个就是崇拜时候这个一些唱诗这些音乐，他们喜欢耶稣的那个登山宝训。
But when it comes to sin, it comes to resurrection of the dead or the miracles of Jesus, they step back.
可是当讲到人的罪性和耶稣死里复活，还有耶稣所行的那些神迹，他们就退后一步，就不承认这些。
After all the miracles in the Bible doesn't really measure up to modern knowledge of science.
毕竟就是圣经上所记载的这些神迹和我们所知道的现代科学就是不太符合。
Perhaps the feeding of 5,000 wasn't really a miracle, but was an act of selfishness.
也许就是耶稣喂饱五千众人是一个不是一个什么神迹，而是大家无私的一种行动。
The crowd watched the boy share his food, and they all started sharing, so everyone was fed.
也许就是这些群众看到有人跟别人分享鱼和饼，那么大家就互相都分享，所以每个人都有吃的。
And perhaps the virgin birth was a miracle.
也许童女生子也不是一个奇迹。
But writers example that child born out of wedlock could be venerated.
他们把这个讲成就是说在婚外生子是应该值得尊敬的一个例子。
So these churches speak less of conversion and being saved and focus more on doing good in society.
所以这些就是神学上比较自由的这些教会，就是不太讲大家回转和大家得救，而是在注重于讲在社会上做些行善事。
We know the gospel is this, right? Christ died for our sins and was buried and raised on the third day.
我们知道圣经上福音上是这么讲的，是基督为我们的罪死了，然后他三天以后又他被埋葬了，三天以后复活。
But for these churches, the social gospel becomes primary.
但是这些比较自由的教会对他们来讲，这个从社会的福音是一个主流了。
So instead of the good news, the gospel being about salvation and the kingdom that God that comes out of that.They talk about fighting to eliminate things that are inequalities in life.
所以这些教会他们就是不再讲耶稣会死里复活，而且他们却是他们把他们的注意放到就是为那个社会上这些不公正的事情来征战。
Well, they fight against racial tensions. They fight against all injustices.Such as child labor, poor schools, ending wars, fixing poverty, eliminating alcoholism, and they work hard against the sex and slave industry trade.
所以呢，他们的主要征战的目标就是说比如说减少这个种族之间的这个紧张状况，然后像那些不公正的事情，比如说像童工和不好的学校，然后他们想结束一些战争，还有 除掉这些啊、比如说啊、解决贫穷的问题，除掉啊、酗酒和啊、色情和奴隶交易这些事情。
So social reform is their call, not salvation.
所以对他们来讲，对他们的呼召是一种社会的改革，并不是讲个人的得救。
And because of that, they redefine the nature of sin.
因为他们对啊。他们对罪的属性重新加以定义。
But sin becomes a product of poor social infrastructure.
所以这个罪就变成是一个不好的社会结构的所造成的结果。
Men are not inherently sinful, but we're sinful because the environment around us is evil.
所以就是对他们来说，人本身不是有罪性的，是因为他们的环境是邪恶的，所以造成了他们是邪恶的。
So if we fix these inequalities, then we fix the sin problem and we usher in the kingdom of God.
所以呢，如果我们要是把这些就是这个环境上的这些事情解决了，然后我们就可以解决这个罪的问题，这样我们就可以他们就可以进神的国度。
But they want to keep the Christian ethics without the doctrines.
所以呢
history of Christianity.
所以呢，他们是就是在想，只是保留基督教所教导的伦理，但是他们却不要教导基督教的教义。
But the truth is that that's impossible. You can't do that.
但事实上呢，这个是不可能的，你不可能这样做。
And this is what Paul's doing in these opening verses of Colossians.
这个就说是在保罗在哥罗西书中最开始他所讲到的。
He wants the Colossian church to be both gospel-centered and fruitful.
他希望这个哥罗西教会要以福音为中心，而且要结果子。
So over the next few months, I'll be preaching on the book of Colossians.
所以接下来这几个月我会讲哥罗西书。
And Colossians is actually a letter. We think of a book in Bible, but it's really a letter.
这个哥罗西书实际上是一封信。
And Paul's writing a church that he's never been to before.
他写信给这个教会，实际上他们并没有去这个教会过。
And this church was started by a man named Epaphras.
这个教会是以巴弗所建立的。
And Paul most likely discipled him and may have even sent him to this church to start it, this place to start it.
所以很可能就是耶稣，保罗教导过以巴弗，并派遣他去建立这个教会。
So, in a way, he was like the spiritual grandfather of this church.
说起来就好像保罗就好像这个教会的祖父一样。
And he also know a few people in church, like Philemon, whose house the church met at.
他也知道，他也认识这个教会一些人，比如说，菲利门就是这个教会就是在他的家聚会。
He also knew Onesimus, who was Philemon's runaway slave.
他也认识阿尼西姆，也是菲利门的奴隶。
And Paul gives this letter of Colossians along with probably Ephesians and the letter of Philemon to Onesimus and Tychicus to bring back to the church in Colossae.
所以这个书哥罗西书可能就是保罗要通过以巴弗和推基古让他带给哥罗西教会。
And we know Paul was in prison as he wrote this letter.
我们知道保罗写这封信的时候他是在监狱里。
And one of the reasons that he wrote this letter was he saw some troubling teachings in the church, some false teachings as coming into a church.
他写这封信的原因是因为他看到就是当时这些教会有一些假的教导。
And he wanted the church to stand firm in what they knew about the gospel, what they knew about Jesus.
他就是他想要这个教会在坚定他们对福音的认知。
Okay, so he writes this letter and he starts with a prayer, and this is pretty common for Paul's letters.
所以他就写了这封信是以祷告来开始的，这个在保罗书信中是很常见的。
So if you open your Bible to Colossians chapter 1, you see that this prayer could be divided into two parts.
所以你如果打开哥罗西书，你会看到他的祷告会分成两部分。
Verses 3 through 8 is a thanksgiving.
三到八节是感恩。
And verses 9 through 14 is a petition, is his request to God.
九到十四是恳求。
And thanksgiving is often where Paul starts his prayers in his letters.
感恩就是保罗在他写信的时候，他总是以这个来开头的。
And likewise, I think we should give prayers of thanksgiving frequently for at least two reasons.
所以同样，我也认为我们凡事也应该以感恩开始，至少有三个原因。
First, thanksgiving places us humbling within the work of God.
第一，感恩就把我们放在就是一个跟神的关系当中，我们是一个很谦卑的这么一个关系。
This church is here not because Paul is a spiritual grandfather, but Paul realizes that the church is here because of God.
哥罗西教会的存在，并不是因为是保罗，就是他是一个老前辈，他存在是因为神的工作。
So thanksgiving centers the work of the church on God.
所以就是这个感恩，就是把这个教会的所做的一切以神来为中心。
It is Jesus who the gospel is about. It is God who causes the Colossians to accept the gospel and to love God's people.
所以这个福音所讲的是基督，然后这个教会所传导的中心就是福音。
It is God who is causing the gospel to bear fruit in Colossians.
是神使这个哥罗西的教会结果子。
And this is why we give thanks before our meals, right? We know ultimately it is God who gives the food.
这也是我们饭前谢饭的祷告，因为我们知道是神提供了我们这些食物。
Second, Thanksgiving reminds us of the power of God, so we can have confidence in God.
第二点就是感恩会提醒我们我们要对神有信心。
So I remember in high school, I was challenged to write down our prayers. The whole youth group was challenged to write down our prayers in a notebook.
所以我记得在上中学的时候，我们有这么一个挑战，就是把我们的这些祷告写在一个笔记本里。
And then as they get answered, we'll go back and check them off.
当我们的祷告得到回应的时候，我们就在这个笔记本中把那个话做个记号。
And as we do this, we're more and more motivated to pray because we saw more and more check marks.
我们这样做的结果就是我们越来越被激励要把我们的祷告写下来，因为我们看到好多祷告已经被回应了。
When we see that God listens and answers our prayers,
give
thanks and this also enables us and gives us more confidence to pray for more things.
当我们看到神在听我们的祷告，在回应我们的祷告，就给我们了更多的激励，让我们来继续来祷告。
Third, prayers of thanksgiving are beneficial for us.
第三点就是祷告，就是感恩的祷告对我们来说是很有利的。
It's beneficial for us because it's joyful.
他们对我这个祷告对我们有利，因为是祷告会使我们很喜乐。
We give thanks because we're joyful for what God has done.
我们感恩是因为神所做的使我们喜乐。
But as we reflect on God's goodness to us, we experience not only the joy in the blessings He gives us, but we often end up enjoying God Himself.
当我们在回想神的美善，我们不光是经历这个神给我们的这些赐福所带来的喜乐，我们最终我们是更喜乐神自己。
It's like a child getting a gift from his father.
就像一个小孩从他的父亲得到一个玩具一样。
At first, it's joy in playing with the toy.
最开始的时候他可能会很高兴来玩这个玩具。
But then this expression of joy that comes from thanking the father for the toy.
但是接下来他就会很高兴的，他这个高兴的表示就会是他会感谢他的父亲。
Maybe that thanksgiving could be expressed by giving the father a hug.
也许他那个感恩就是可能是以一种就是拥抱，给他父亲个拥抱来表示。
And as this happens, attention shifts from the toy to the father.
当这个发生的时候，那么这个注意力就从玩具转移到父亲的身上。
And the boy finds joy and comfort not only in the toy, but also in the father's love for him.
所以这个小孩可能就会感到喜乐和安慰不只是在这个玩具，而且更主要的是是从他父亲的爱。
And this is the effect of Thanksgiving prayers.
这也就是感恩祷告的效果。
We find that as we give thanks to God, we quickly move from the gifts that God gives us to praising God for who He is.
所以我们就很快就会发现，我们从感谢神给我们的这些礼物，就很快我们就转移到感谢神。
Another note we should find as we read this passage.You see the frequency and the fervency of the prayers that Paul has for the church. So he says, we always give thanks to God.
他说我们要常常感恩。
And for this reason, also, since the day we heard about this, we haven't stopped praying for you.
而且是因为这个原因，就是自从我们听到了，我们一直没有停下来为你们祷告。
How is our prayer life?
那么我们个人的祷告生活是什么
呢？ Who are the people that you pray nonstop for?
有哪些人你是在不停的为他们祷告？
Right. Do you pray for your children every day? I hope so.
你是不是为你的儿女每天祷告？
Maybe your missionaries.
也许是我们的宣教士。
I'm praying for a church.
也许是我们的教会。
My hope is that we are all.Burden to pray for others.
我希望我们每个人都有负担为别人祷告。
I don't think Paul is bragging. I think he did pray for them all the time, and he never stops praying for them.
我觉得这里保罗不是在自吹，他确实在每天为这个教会好多人祷告。
We should pray at homes privately. We should pray as a church.
我们要。在家里头自己祷告，我们也要来到教会，就是作为教会一体来祷告。
So on second and fourth Wednesdays we have a church-wide prayer meeting, and on third Sundays we have a prayer meeting here at church.
所以我们第二个星期三和第二个和第四个星期三我们教会有祷告会，然后我们每第三个星期天我们教会也有祷告会。
So take those opportunities to pray together, so we can say that we have not stopped praying for one another.
所以我们希望要利用这些机会来祷告，为别人祷告，这样我们就可以说我们从来没有停止为别人祷告。
When you hear troubling news from a friend, don't just say you're my thoughts and prayers.
当你要是听到有什么朋友有什么不好的消息的时候，你不要只是简单的说我会把你放在我的思想和祷告里。
Instead, go home, make a point to pray for them.
相反，你应该回到家为他们祷告。
And next time you see them, let them know that you have prayed for them.
而且
like my partner here, right? Let them know that you've been praying for them.
而且下次你见到他们的时候，你应该告诉他们你为他们祷告，就像这里保罗所做的。
When I was on my sabbatical, I visited church about 200 people.
我休假的时候，我去参加了一个教会，大概有200人。
I introduced myself to a pastor one Sunday.
所以我有一个星期天，我自我介绍给他们的牧师。
And also wrote down my prayer request and dropped in the offering box.
然后我写下我这个祷告的请求，然后我就放到奉献箱里。
And the next week, the pastor saw me and he greeted me and said that he has been praying for him.Our family.
然后第二个星期，这个牧师见到我，他就过来跟我打招呼，然后并且告诉我，他一直在为我祷告。
And when he said that, I realized I was being cared for by him, and also realized God has been answering his prayers, my prayer requests all week long.
当我知道 这样的话我就知道神在回应我的祷告，而且这个我也认识到这个一星期来这个教会的人都在为我祷告。
So don't stop praying, constantly be in prayer.
所以不要停止祷告，要
Now let's, yeah, okay. Now let's turn to the content of Paul's prayer.
现在我们来看保罗祷告的这个内容。
These two sections, thanksgiving and petition, really cover the same topics.
So,
in fact, they use some of the same words.
So, 这两部分，一个是感恩，一个是恳请，一个是祈求，这两个讲的都是同一个主题。
The things that Paul is thankful for are the things that Paul wishes the church to continue doing.
就是保罗所感恩的这些事情，正是保罗希望哥罗西教会继续做的事情。
The gospel words saturate this prayer.
这个福音的信心就是充满了这个祷告。
Look at your Bibles.
你们可以看一下圣经。
You have words that talk about acceptance of the gospel, such as hearing, understanding, and faith in Jesus Christ.
你会看到这里有讲到对福音的接受，比如说就是像听到并且认知，然后在耶稣基督里的信心。
And there were words that tell about the expected transformation due to the gospel, such as love God, love God's people, bearing fruit, and the gospel is growing out throughout the whole world.
结果子。
And then you have the words of hope that comes from the gospel.
然后还有讲到就是从福音里所带来的盼望。
Inheritance, forgiveness, sins, redemption.
和将来的基业和我们赎罪。
And as we see this, what we find out is that the gospel is always tied to the fruit of the gospel.
当我们看到这些字的时候，我们就会知道福音是和这个福音的果子是相连的。
You can see that the acceptance of the gospel is something that may happen in the past, what they heard and what they learned and they understand, but the bearing of fruit is something that they're doing now.
所以你可以看到他们接受福音是过去，就是是过去发生的事情了，但是他们听到福音，他们明白了，然后他们结果子是正在进行的事情。
And then we see the gospel promises of inheritance and stuff in the future.
然后我们可以看到福音的应许，比如说像基业这样，这是将来要发生的事情。
But in this prayer, they're all weave together.
但是就是在保罗这个祷告中，他们这些事情都是穿插在一起的。
Verses 4 and 5 ties faith in Jesus, love for God's people, and the hope of God's future, the hope for the future together.
四到五节就是把他们的信心在耶稣里的信心和爱神的子民和对将来的盼望连到一起。
And verse 6 and 7 shows that they received the gospel from Epaphras, and then he goes to church, and then he goes out through the whole world. It's all tied together. The gospel and its fruit.
六到七节就是看到就是以巴佛所教的教导的这些福音并没有在哥罗西教会停止，而是结了果子传道，福音传到天下。
Verses 9-11 shows that knowledge of God's will leads us to live lives worthy of the Lord, which is to bear fruit.
九到十节就看到就是他们满心知道神的旨意，然后就是他们也要做行事为人对得起主，也就是他们做一切事情都要结果子。
And as we have faith, we gain endurance as God's power. God empowers us.
然后有信心的话，那么他们就会行事就会有力上加力，并且他们会有忍耐宽容。
And in verse 12 and 13 speaks of the fruit of thanksgiving and joy because of the salvation and the hope that God has given us.
十二到十三节讲到感恩的果子，然后可以 还有就是从神所来的那个喜悦。
The gospel is not simply about God rescuing us from hell as some sort of fire insurance policy. The gospel must transform us.
福音不是简单的就是神关于神拯救我们从地狱里出来，就好像我们买一个保险。
And I'm afraid that for some of us, that's what we have done in evangelistic meetings. We raise our hands and we pray to accept Jesus just to go home with an insurance policy that doesn't change your life.
福音是要改变我们，并且要我们现在就结果子。就是比如说好，我们好多人在这个布道大会上我们会举手然后祷告接受耶稣作为我们的救主，然后但并不是说我们这样就可以了，就是好像会我们有了保险了。
Too many children have said a prayer in Sunday school or VBC, but by the teenage years or by the adult years they walk away from the faith. That's not the endurance of the gospel.
有好多年轻人他们主日学的时候说讲了祷告或者是暑期夏令营圣经夏令营的时候他们讲了祷告来接受主，但是可是到他们到十几岁时候或者是年成年以后他们就不再有这个信心了。
God's promise of salvation is both for fruitful life now and hope for eternity. You can't separate them.
神对给我们得救的应许是让我们现在有一个结果子的生活和对将来的盼望，这两个是不可分割的。
The theological liberal churches want to separate those two. They want to bear fruit of the gospel without the foundation of the gospel.
这些神学上比较自由的教会，他们就是想把这两个分开，他们想让他们教会的人结果子，但是他们却不是把这个一切建立在福音的基础上。
They want the power. They want the fruit of the gospel without the power of God and without the hope and the promises of the gospel.
他们只要果子，但是他们不需要神的大能。
But I'm afraid many of the conservative churches have gone the opposite way.
可是就有一些神学上比较保守的教会却走了另一个极端。
We have emphasized the gospel and the knowledge of God.
他们在强调福音和对神的认知。
The knowledge of right doctrines.
和对这个教义上的正确认识。
But in our fight against liberal theology and the social gospel,We have shunned some of the good works expected of Christians.
可是在对这个社会福音和这些自由教会跟他们的争斗上，我们却就是在一些对我们对基督徒一些期望的所做的一些事情上，我们却大家不去做。
Social activism, fighting racism, fighting inequality.Standing up for the rights of minorities and the oppressed are expected of God's people.
比如说，社会行动主义，捍卫这些少数人这些人的权利等等，这些是一般人是希望我们基督徒去做的。
When you take them back from the realm of the social gospel and bring it back where it belongs in the realm of fruit bearing from the true gospel.
我们应该就是把它从社会福音这方面从那边夺过来，再把它放回到建立在基督福音的这个。
Right. We need to go beyond the knowledge of doctrine, and we need to know God's will and live lives worthy of the Lord, bearing fruit.
所以我们要就是走出这个教义，然后我们要我们要结福音的果子。
So let's take inventory for our church, our life, and our churches. What are we thankful for, and what should we pray for?
所以就是我们来看看我们的教会，就是我们应该为什么祷告
？We're here because the gospel has come to our church.
我们教会之所以存在，是因为福音来到我们这个教会。
We continually see people come to faith.
而且我们在不断的看到有人来接受主。
And next month we'll have some baptisms where people publicly confess the faith.
而下个月我们会有洗礼，我们会会有弟兄姐妹们来在当众来表示他们来他们信主。
We're seeing people growing in the faith.
我们看到人们在在信心中成长。
We're seeing people's lives, marriages, work, school being changed because of Jesus.
我们看到人们的生活，他们的婚姻，还有他们在学校里头在发生改变，都是因为神在做工。
We're in the process of building a church building, and people gave sacrificially.
我们在建，我们教会在建堂，而且大家有都是做有牺牲性的奉献。
And soon we'll have a more permanent place to proclaim the gospel and to disciple people.
很快我们就会有一个我们固定的家，然后我们可以就是继续来宣扬神的福音。
Our church is supporting 3 missionaries on 3 different continents.
我们教会在支持三个宣道士，他们在分别在三大洲。
We're participating in outreaches, right? Such as Union Gospel Mission, where we're serving food to the homeless, and our children are participating with programs such as Food for the Hungry, and also, as you saw in the video, with Operation Christmas.
我们也在参加一些对外宣传的这些活动，比如说我们在那个 Union Gospel 参加他们的活动，我们的儿童们也在参加，就是给饥饿的人提供食物的这些活动。
We have a needy fund to care for the people in our church, and I'm very grateful how responsive our church has been whenever there's a need.
我们而且有一个就是需求的这个基金，我们教会有这么一个基金，就是提供那些有需要的家庭，而且我们可以看到我们教会是怎么样来回应这些有需求的。
And we should be thankful that the gospel is taking root and bearing fruit here.
我们应该就是很感恩，因为我们看到福音在我们教会里生根结果。
But likewise, there's areas we can pray that we should continue to grow in.
同样就像保罗说的，我们还就是要祷告，我们在这些方面来继续增长。
There's some of us who have been coming to church but have been uncommitted about following Jesus.
也许有人来到我们教会，但并没有觉知来跟随耶稣。
You might love the community, you might think Christian ethics are good, yet without accepting gospel, there's no power for you to love sacrificially.
你可能会喜欢我们这个教会的人喜欢这个我教导的伦理，但是你如果要是不觉知信耶稣的话，那么你就没有这个能力来就是无私的爱。
Without the forgiveness of sins, there is no power to endure to do good.
如果就是没有就是来饶恕罪的这种大能的话，那么你也就没有这个来做善事的能力。
And some of you have accepted gospel.
你们中有些人已经接受了福音。
But you're not taking that first step of obedience to be baptized to let people know that this is who you are.
但是你们还没有走出这个第一步，就是接受水礼，就是让众人知道你们是相信耶稣的。
Our church also need to give sacrificially.
我们教会也需要就是这种有牺牲性的奉献。
And I know many of you have done this in the building drive.
我知道你们好多人都是在我们为我们建堂筹款的时候已经这样做了。
But this week I've been challenged with this verse in 1 John 3:16-18.
我们这里也有一个挑战，就是约翰。
Okay. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions in truth.
Okay. 主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为 弟兄舍命。凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜悯的心、爱神的心，怎么能存在他里面呢？小子们呢，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Most of us won't have the opportunity to give our lives for Jesus or for other people.
我们中，我估计大多人不会有这个机会为别人来献身。
And John recognizes that. He says, if anyone has possessions and sees someone poor or has in need, but God pity on them, how could this person love God?
但是约翰认识到这个，所以他讲的是，如果你要有财物的话，那么你看到有人穷乏需要的话，你不奉献给他们。
Earlier, I said that we participate with Union Gospel Mission to feed the homeless. We're actually not feeding; we're just serving food to them.
前面我讲到我们参加那个 Union Gospel 那个教会的一个活动，就是给这个无家人给他们吃饭。其实我们并没有提供服务，我们只不过是在那儿，就是人家做好的食物，我们来就是装上盘子给他们。
Now, do you think that fulfills this command?
你觉得那个是满足这里所讲的对我们的要求吗？
Going there once a quarter to feed people, does that fulfill this command too?
我们一个季度才去一次这个行动有没有达到
？I mean, it's a world changing for us to take one Saturday every quarter to feed them.
就是每一个季度，我们会有一个星期六去参加为给无家人午饭的这个活动。
I would argue it's not even that sacrificial.
我会觉得，我觉得这个并不是一个很有牺牲性的奉献。
But why do we want to go?
但是为什么我们要去呢？
Because I think going develops a compassion.
因为我们去的话，我们会培养一个爱心。
I think if we just simply serve the meal, feel good about ourselves and go home, we are poor imitators of Christ and His love.
我觉得我们去就是做这个服务的话，我们自己心里会感到自我会感到很好，然后我们回家里，我们就会感到对和神有一个更亲近的关系。
Yeah, but as we go, get to know people and develop a compassion, then we can be like Jesus, who saw the people and had compassion on them.
所以就是我们去的话，我们会认识这些人，然后我们会增长我们的爱心。
We can love deeper than the theological liberal churches or the world.
这样我们就可以会有更深的爱。
Because we have a reservoir of love to draw from deeper than they have.
Because
the blood of Christ.
因为我们这个爱的源泉是更深的，比起那些神学上开放的教会，因为我们的源泉是来自于耶稣。
And we have the confidence that this gives us joy because we believe that it's more blessed to give than to receive.
然后我们也会有这个信心，我们会奉献。
Also, I think in terms of petition, we need to continue to pray that we proclaim the gospel boldly.
在这个恳求上就是第二祷告的第二方面恳求上，我们要继续就是要很勇敢的请求。
We're placed here, and we're very uniquely to reach the.Metro area, the East Metro area.
我们要祷告，我们的福音要传到，就是叫我们这个牧城这个地方，而且要到就是那个城里面。
And also, as being Chinese, or we have a unique opportunity to reach out to ethnically Chinese people or first or second generation.
还有我们是中国，我们是华人教会，所以我们要对这个华人对他们来传福音，还要给就是第二甚至是第三个第三代的在这里长大的华人传教。
So we pray that we will fill this area with the knowledge of God.
我们要祷告，我们在这方面就是传扬就是对神的认知。
Finally, let's be a praying people.
最后让我们成为一群祷告的人。
Let's be thankful for God's work in the past. pray for God to continue working through us in the future.
所以我们在祷告，感谢神给我们的过去，我们要继续祷告，就神继续让我们在将来如此行。
We need to be a church that's rooted in the gospel, pray with thanksgiving and petition that the gospel bears fruit among us, and there's hope in the future.
我们要祷告我们的教会要以福音为根基。 然后我们要结果子。
So we need to be a praying people depending on God's work in our church.
我们要成为祷告的人, 祷告神在我们这个教会所做的工作。
Thank you.
Now
is our monthly communion.
圣餐是纪念主耶稣的死，饼和杯是代表耶稣基督的身体和血。The
communion is in remembrance of Lord's death, and the cup and the bread represents Christ's blood and body.